Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. Recently, Vizient, a member-owned healthcare consulting company, published the Winter 2023 edition of its Pharmacy Market Outlook Report. The report commented on the current trends of the biosimilars market, including the impact that inflation and the COVID-19 pandemic are having on biosimilar utilization and drug prices as a whole. It also discussed the hotly anticipated U.S. launches of upwards of 8 biosimilars referencing Humira, also known as adalimumab, that are expected throughout 2023, and how issues surrounding payer preferences and white bagging policies could influence the uptake of these products. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Karina Dolan, Senior Director for Clinical Oncology and Pharmaceutical Outcomes at Vizient. Prior to her role with Vizient, she served as a hematology and oncology clinical pharmacist at Baylor University Medical Center. In the past, she's written for the American Journal of Managed Care, the written journal associated with our sister site, AJMC.com, on the current opportunities and challenges for oncology biosimilars, as well as how practices can evolve to better manage expensive immunotherapy options. Welcome, Dr. Dolan. To start off, what were some of the main takeaways from this Pharmacy Market Outlook report?
Some of the main takeaways from the Pharmacy Market Outlook report is the continued trend towards ambulatory care. We see in our data that while acute care still continues, we are seeing a higher trend towards the ambulatory care sector with a higher spend in those high-cost drugs in those sections.
The report talked a bit about how the pandemic has impacted the market. How has the COVID-19 pandemic influenced the results of this report? And has it had an impact on biosimilar utilization?
COVID has had a effect on all markets globally, I think. What we found in the Pharmacy Market Outlook is that we see changes in the spending of our drugs and in the utilization of our drugs, especially on the inpatient acute care side. We tracked drugs like remdesivir, which is used in the treatment of COVID, and following its use in the winter edition from 2021, remdesivir was the number one spend for our Vizient pharmacy members. And currently it is not, but it still has a substantial use. So we are tracking those medications that are used in direct relationship to COVID. And other trends that we're seeing really in response to COVID is this continued trends towards the ambulatory space. Many of the hospitals had to make, capacity within their inpatient acute care space, and we're shifting towards this ambulatory space. We found that during COVID, we could do things like telehealth, and we could do a lot of those and ramp up a lot of those outpatient ambulatory services. And so that really was the impetus for being able to move some of these services that we thought we could move, but now we know we can move to this outpatient area. So again, that continued trend from acute care to the non-acute care space. As far as the impact, we have seen when we track our pharmacy spend, we have seen that the rates of Pharmacy Market Outlook, the inflation rate, it has been a moderate increase. And since COVID, we have seen more of a dramatic increase in the pricing of pharmaceuticals.
Additionally, the report touched on inflation, predicting that biologics will experience a 3.05% inflation rate after waiting, nearly three times higher than Vizient's prediction for non-biologic drugs. Is this prediction simply based on the inflation we're seeing in every other industry, or are there other reasons that these costs will increase for biologics?
There's a multitude of reasons why we're seeing increases in pharmaceuticals. We really are not able to pinpoint it to one direct thing. The pharmaceutical industry regularly takes in price increases regardless of what's happening globally and the, the national and the global inflation rate. So we are not able to actually pinpoint what it is about pharmaceuticals that is increasing. Also, the weighting that we use here at Vizient goes into our ability to contract. It also goes into our ability to also keep that price, the stable for our membership.
Now, the report featured a figure showing how adalimumab biosimilars differ from each other, showing how some have interchangeability designations, while others may be citrate-free or have a high concentration formulation. Which factors do you think will impact uptake for adalimumab biosimilars?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, all of those are going to impact the utilization of the biosimilar adalimumab. It is going to depend on the patient's needs at that point and what product they were, what they currently on or what the physician wants to start. So the citrate, all of those that you already elucidated. So the citrate and the device itself, as well as the formulation, the strength, the concentration, those will all actually be very important factors when picking the product for the different patients populations, also based off of maybe what they're currently on and what we can move them to. Also, payer influence is going to be a key factor here in watching the market share of the different biosimilar products. The biosimilar payer parity is going to be very important to lend towards which biosimilar the payers are going to approve. And we're going to watch that very closely.
The United States now has one adalimumab biosimilar on the market, with another 9 on the way in July, 7 of which are FDA approved and 2 are still under review. What can health systems do now to prepare for those other market introductions and improve patient confidence in these products?
Start having conversations now with everyone in your health system. Start to talk to all the pharmacists, start to talk to your physicians, start to talk to everybody within your channel of your health system, start to talk to your finance and your payer management strategy contract team. Reach out to those payers to find out which payers will prefer which products. Those are all going to be very important points leading up towards having all of these different products on the market so that everyone can be prepared and educated on, to your points about, all the different formulations and what is coming, and also being, prepared around how they are going to implement this process and what product, if at all, will they bring into inventory, how they're going to manage their inventory. All of those pieces are going to be really important. And so I would just recommend that everybody start to have those conversations now, start to talk to your ambulatory care pharmacists, your providers, your finance team, your contract team, bring everybody on board and have those conversations up front.
The report predicted that utilization rates of insulin biosimilars are expected to grow. However, we haven't seen much market penetration for these products thus far. Why does Vizient think greater uptake is likely? And what needs to happen to ensure that patients with diabetes have access to these products and lower prices?
Yeah, insulin pricing is a really big deal nationwide. And we have seen individual states try to bring forward different legislation around pricing. And so biosimilars are really imperative in this space. So we are very hopeful that biosimilar insulin will continue to increase in this area because it does present a cost savings opportunity for patients, which is the main reason for biosimilars. It presents competition as well as cost savings and access to patients. So we hope biosimilars continue to increase in this space, and likely, again, the payer influence and the parity with the other products on their formulary will also help move the biosimilar insulins forward.
So far, 3 major pharmacy benefit managers have announced that they will cover some adalimumab biosimilars at parity with Humira. However, only one has disclosed how many it will initially cover, and none have said which ones they will cover. Do you think more PBMs will follow this pattern, or do you think that more will come forward with different strategies?
That is a great question, which I wish I knew the answer to. I do think it's going to be a multitude of different strategies. I think it will depend on how the payers view biosimilars and how many they want to have in their formularies. So I really think it's going to be dependent on the individual payer and what that payer wants within their formulary. So I wish I knew the answer to that, but we're definitely watching to see what happens in that market. I want to say that there is hope that all of the PBMs would make biosimilars at parity. That would be the ultimate goal, I believe, because then all biosimilars within the adalimumab market could be used. So I would say that would be the best goal for all the biosimilar products.
How is Vizient working to address the growing issues with white bagging and biosimilar accessibility?
Vizient has done a lot of work in this area. We have worked with our government relations team for Vizient, and we worked with our members. We conducted a nationwide member survey a couple of years back and actually published a white paper on the effects of white bagging. And that was a really great piece. And it really presented the challenges that white bagging incurs to the membership. And it can have significant safety issues for patients. It can have operational issues for pharmacy. It also induces additional cost on the pharmacy department for their pharmacists and the technicians who manage all of those. It also can cause safety issues. So we have done quite a bit in this space to really help our members with the challenges that this presents.
And lastly, do you have any concluding thoughts?
I think some final thoughts I'd have on the pharmacy market outlook and the findings and the items that we would like to reinforce are that biosimilars, and particularly biosimilar Humira, is going to be very important for 2023 and 2024. We will see, like you mentioned, all the additional products come to market towards the end of this year, and we'll continue to watch the market share of those biosimilars, but that will be a big impact to the pharmaceutical spend for those products this year. I'd also like to talk about how we are continuing our advocacy work on many fronts, including white bagging. There were many topics included in the pharmacy market outlook that our advocacy and public relations team is looking into, and we are supporting that in support of our members and the challenges that they see every single day. We are continuing to very closely monitor the inflation rate and what's happening. I receive a lot of questions around the increase in pharmaceutical pricing, and can we make a relationship to that, to the global inflation rate? And like, as I mentioned, we are not able to identify one single aspect of pharmaceutical price increases, but we are closely monitoring the inflation rate of pharmaceutical pricing. And another item probably that would be of high importance in 2023 is the ongoing vigilance around drug shortage supply and drug shortages that continues to plague our membership. And we are working on all fronts to help members with lots of resources around that, and just continuing to help monitor that.
Well, Dr. Dolan, thank you for sharing your insights with us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information on everything we discussed today in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.